Radio Theater, Friday mornings right here on 103.3 KUMD. This morning, we are happy to welcome Julie Acey, the director of Renegade Theater's The Whale. Good morning there, Sunshine.
Good morning, my dear.
So, Jody Kujawa. Mm-hmm. I've seen him in a number of different things. He's an improv actor. He's very physical. He's extremely intense. He's funnier than heck. And you cast him in a role that is not necessarily terribly funny and by necessity is not necessarily very physical. Tell me what that was like.
Well, I saw Jody do a beautiful piece a few years ago at Renegade in Beauty Queen of Lenan. It was him at a table with a monologue of a letter he was writing. And I thought, he can pretty much do anything. And then we've been working together, and he can pretty much do anything. And I read this play, and he's the only person I thought of.
Can you give us a kind of a quick synopsis of what the show is about? Because it's very disturbing slash intriguing on a lot of different levels.
Well, I think that's true. It's also fiercely funny. I mean, it's funny in that way where people say things and you think, I can't believe they just said that. And then there are things that are just outright funny. But most of those things don't come from Jody, which is what's interesting. So Jody plays a guy who's morbidly obese and he has congestive heart failure. And he's in deep grieving, and he knows he's only got a few days to live. And so he wants to reconnect with his daughter. He has two things he really wants to do before he dies, and the most important one is to connect with her and make sure she's going to be okay.
So how do you, you're working with a talented and an experienced actor, but as a director, how do you uncover and begin to steer an actor in the right direction to learn what it's like to live that kind of a reality? Because even people that are morbidly obese in the 300-pound range have a completely different life experience than people who are lighter than they are. And so,
yeah, this guy is 550, 600 pounds.
Right. So how do you start? How do you go about figuring out how to teach somebody or how to guide somebody into that reality?
Well, we did. Jody and I both did a lot of research, and it was more around the physical ailments that went along with that. And Jody wears a prosthetic suit, and it adds a lot of weight to him. And the way it's constructed, it's very confining. And I think in some ways the suit does some of that physical work for the actor. But whenever I approach a script, I sit down with the actors. We read it through together. We talk about it. And then I do individual character conferences with people. And then we do what is called table work, which is sitting at a table, literally, and talking about the relationships. Why is this person saying this? Why are they doing this? What is this like? How does this feel? That sort of stuff. And we had Jody in that suit early on so he could get used to how that felt, too.
It would be fascinating. It's fascinating. The entire process would be fascinating because I know as a person that was once morbidly obese that the limitations begin to happen to you over time. You don't really know that they're there.
In this character,
until actually you begin to move the other direction and suddenly you realize all of the limitations that you used to have that you realize, oh my gosh, I gave this up. I gave this up. I gave this up. I gave this up.
Yeah. In this case, the character says that he was always heavier, but in a relatively short period of time, he's become really large. So there's that. And in some ways, I mean, the show is certainly about him as a big person, but it's also about him as a person who is grieving and who isn't going to live much longer and who really feels a need to make sure he does the right thing, wants to make sure he has done the right thing as he's leaving the world. So it's a beautiful show. There's so much to think about and to chew on, and everybody in the show has just done such beautiful work.
I would imagine that in the audience, that even if people don't have an experience with suffering through these kinds of physical ailments, I mean, don't we all want to leave the world with the T's crossed and the I's dotted?
I think so. I do. And the relationships with the people are, as we're about halfway into the process, and Jody said, I just realized that every single person in this play is trying to save somebody. And that is just, that was a beautiful insight and so true in their own ways. Everybody in this show is trying to save somebody.
So now we'll spend the rest of the day as we wander through our own lives wondering, who am I trying to save? Am I trying to save anybody? If I'm not, why not? If I am, why?
Get at it. So it's been hard to know how audiences are going to respond. So we had a preview audience, and then we had a full house opening night last night, which was just wonderful. And, you know, I think people are bringing their own experiences to it, certainly. And it is interesting because you were talking about Jody being a very physical actor, and he is. And being in this suit and doing this role, he's had to channel all that energy in different directions. He's not moving around hardly at all. So it's all in his face. It's all in his voice. It's all in the way he's connecting with other people. So
I'm curious. We're running out of time, but I've got to ask you one final question. I'm curious.
Sure.
Would you like to be the director that directs Jody in his next show now that you've perhaps
I don't know that I've opened up anything in Jody. I think Jody's an extremely versatile actor, and I think he doesn't always get the opportunities to do this kind of stuff. He did Red, and I didn't get to see it, but I heard it was fabulous.
I saw and was amazing.
Yeah, I mean, he's a smart, intuitive, well-read, deeply thoughtful actor. He plays well with others, and he just gives and gives and gives. And I would direct Jody anytime. I like to be on stage with him. I certainly love working with him on uncovering the character and figuring out a show. And I hope we have many, many shows in our future.
Julie, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Lisa. Great to talk with you
and break a leg you to the too. Cast and everyone associated with The Whale.
Thanks a lot.
We'll get links set up to Renegade Theater's production of The Whale. Radio theater on KUMD is made possible in part by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.